So Be'ez Hashem be learned that Chaf Dalad of Masechtas Be'ah. Our daf begins the third paragraph of Masechtas Be'ah Ein Tzadin, which will discuss three main topics: whether tzeder, trapping and hunting, is permissible on Yom Tov, and if so, in what manner; whether one may check a firstborn animal for a blemish on Yom Tov in order to use it, and if so, in what manner; when and in what manner one may take goods from a storekeeper on Yom Tov so as not to be violating laws of doing business on Yom Tov. Some of the topics we learned about today include the Isra of Tzedah on Yom Tov and the criteria for the permissible methods of hunting and trapping on Yom Tov. A machlokes regarding Safik Muchen, when it is unclear if something was prepared and ready for use from before Yom Tov. Several cases of non-Jews doing work for Jews on Yom Tov and the relevant halachas in each case. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Tzedah, trapping or hunting animals, is one of the 39 av malachas, which are forbidden on Shabbos, and as our Mishnah explains, is forbidden on Yom Tov as well. B'chdei she'yasu, if an Isser is performed on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's forbidden to benefit from the Isser. As such, it is prohibited even after Shabbos or Yom Tov for the amount of time called b'chdei she'yasu, which is the amount of time after Shabbos or Yom Tov that it takes to perform the malacha. Tchum Shabbos v'Yom Tov, a person on Shabbos and Yom Tov is only allowed to walk a distance of 2,000 amos, which is between 960 and 1,152 meters, or 3,147 and 3,774 feet, depending upon the differing halachic opinions, outside the city limits, or from his encampment if he's not in the city. If one wants to walk beyond that distance on Shabbos, they must make an Erev Tchumen by placing 2 meals worth of food slightly less than 2,000 amos from his present location. In this manner, the person can walk an additional 2,000 amos past the Erev. If something is brought for someone from outside the Tchum, the item is forbidden to be used on Shabbos or Yom Tov.